Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
You betcha. Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. We'll have Jake Beckett on. He's running for U.S. Senate out of the great state of Arkansas. And for some reason, in the red state of Arkansas, they wrote the wrong name for him on the ballots. Instead of Jake Beckett, they wrote Jack Beckett. And you might think, well, that's not, come on, it's a big deal. Jake, Jack, whatever. No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal because you've got an incumbent Republican that he's running against, a rhino, and this guy Bozeman. And if you misspell the guy's name and people go in looking for the person named Jake and they don't see a Jake, they might just say, oh, I better vote for Bozeman. That's who I've been voting for. So we talk, we break that down. He actually ended up having to go to court to get it fixed. And now it is fixed, but for 8 days, they had it wrong. Can you even imagine? I can't even imagine. You put all your heart and soul into running for an office, and they just get it wrong. So we've got him on. Also, Mark Lauder, who's a former special assistant to President Donald Trump. And Joe Biden's following on social media. Not quite what he'd like you to believe it is. And, of course, he went to Buffalo and talked to people there as well today. We've got the Joe Pags Show just underway on your radio, on your screen, wherever you happen to be on a Monday, on a Tuesday. By the way, I started that Rumble live stream yesterday. Not Twitch. We're doing it on Rumble now. So go to Rumble, look for Joe Pags. I'm right there. Or go to the website, joepags.com. Click on the watch now. And it worked out very well. Got a really big audience there yesterday. We're going to see if we can build upon that. Carrie, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am doing okay. And I believe you. You are all right. Adjust your camera. It's different today than it was yesterday. Boom. Look at that. Okay. Polo's making it happen. Sam is in the house. A little Crazy Train Tuesday on your radio. Great stations everywhere. Hearing about a new station coming on in Florida soon, so that would be like 8 in Florida, something like that. We keep on building there. It's kind of nice, Carrie, right?
Very nice. I'll take that.
Get an email from a guy today. Love how you do the show. We love that you put the humor in. Love how your take on the audience or on the actual issues and how you deal with the audience. And more chocolate voice, please.
Oh,
what a jerk, right?
Nice.
What a jerk.
No. Email of
the week.
Jerky
thing to do. So I want to make sure I understand. So you're telling me that you sent me an invitation
yes.
to your son's graduation.
Yes, and I got it back. Like,
and you had the right address.
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
And it came back.
It did. It's undeliverable. What the?
What is that?
How did he block me from sending him regular
you can't
mail?
Block snail mail, can you?
I don't think so.
I don't think you can. I don't think
I
that's what
back.
I did.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
That is very, very strange. So there you go. No, we appreciate the invitation. Now, you know that I'm a hermit. I won't go, but I'll send him a couple of bucks.
I know.
That's really what it's about, right?
I just wanted to celebrate my kid and show him off in these pictures. And yeah, so I thought I would send you one.
Was there like handwritten on the outside, return to sender, anything like that?
No, it just stamped undeliverable.
That's stupid. I mean, you have to now send me like a picture of that envelope.
Okay.
So I want to see what it says.
I will.
You had to have gotten it wrong, right?
I mean,
there's no way.
I will double check when I get home and I will send you a picture. But
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to talk about
my kid loves Joe Pags.
Oh, I mean, he's awesome. I love your children.
I'm
in the not sure about their mom,
yeah,
but
I love their,
these are great boys. I mean, you did right. I want to get that. If nothing else, scan it and, you know, email it to me.
Okay.
Even though I do ignore your emails, just don't put in the subject line. I need time off.
Don't worry. I won't. If I want you to actually pay attention to it.
Oh, yeah. I opened your stupid email yesterday. I rejected it. I wrote return to sender on that one too.
Oh, did you? Yeah. You can't do that actually.
All right.
You can't.
So Biden goes to Buffalo. We're going to want to do a story on that. Certainly, because he uses all this weird language about white supremacy and stuff. And I guess Chuck Schumer's going after Tucker Carlson. It's all very strange. The whole thing is strange, but I know why they're doing it, because the Democrats really have nothing else. The left has nothing else. They have to pretend like Republicans are somehow racist, and they hope to win an election because of that, which is not going to happen. I mean, people in this country are smart no matter what their race or ancestral background is, and they know that things were much better under President Trump. So we'll get into that. But I sort of want to start with the whole, Carrie, can we call it the saga now? The novella of Elon Musk and Twitter? Can we do that?
Sure. Why not?
Because the latest thing was that, well, he's not going to buy Twitter yet. It's on hold.
Mm-hmm.
It's on hold because he thinks that they're not telling him the truth about how many bots
right.
are on the site.
Right.
Now, for those who aren't on Twitter, like I'll go on there as a conservative person who is a public figure. People know who I am because of what I do for a living. It's not bragging. It's just the fact. You turn on the radio, you hear my big fat voice. Turn on the TV or whatever, you might see my big fat head. Yes, it's all big and fat. And there you go. And it's not because of ego. I just have an enormous head. My mother still yells at me for it. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's an enormous head.
I know, but you said it wasn't because of ego. I was going to say, okay, that's what I wasn't sure of.
Right,
okay,
right. You get the insult in? Are you good?
I'm good.
Because we're 2 minutes into the show now. Are you good?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah.
Feeling all right now? You wonder why your stupid mail went back.
I feel good. I feel better.
Okay. You wonder why the mailman knows. Don't accept anything from any named Lockie. So no. In looking at what's going on with Twitter, if I post somebody because I've got a bit of, you know, notoriety, if nothing else. The bots on Twitter, the robots, the fake accounts, the ones that, you know, people might have 7 different accounts. It could be some bot program that automatically responds if Joe Pag says something with the word Biden in it, attack him and call him names or whatever. So Elon Musk going in said that to make sure that the price he's offering makes sense, he needs to know how many bots are on the site, how many fake accounts, and how many bots. Because if the site says they've got 300 million users, and it turns out 5% are fake, you know, you're looking at what, you know, 5 million, no, not 15 million users would be fake. So they're saying to him 5%. He's saying he thinks it's a lot higher than 5%. And if it is, that means the value of the company is much lower than the estimated value that he put on it, because he estimated the value based on actual numbers of real people using the site. Does that make sense, Carrie?
It does, yes.
Okay. So they tell him 5%, and he's saying, well, not so fast. I don't think so. And now they're trying to get a real number, and I don't know how you do that. I would think that it would be easy for those who are running Twitter, but those who are running Twitter don't really want to make it easy for him, because then we're going to find out about the algorithms, we're going to find out about how they're squelching and censoring and so on. But let's go to a really big account, like the President of the United States, Joe Biden. And let's go. I think Newsmax just came out with a story that says that estimates how many of his followers are fake. Fill me in if you don't mind.
Yep. A tool created by the software company SparkToro that distinguishes real accounts from fake accounts, known as spam bots or bots, found that almost half of President Joe Biden's 22.2 million Twitter followers were not real, Newsweek reported on Tuesday. The audit conducted by SparkToro's tool found 49.3% of those following the official @POTUS Twitter account are bots, based on an analysis of location issues, default profile images, date of creation, and more. And the company's tool also found that Biden's account has more fake followers than most. The news comes as Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is in the process of closing a deal with Twitter worth $44 billion, which reached a roadblock Tuesday after Musk threatened to walk away if the company fails to crack down on its bot issue, according to the New York Post. Musk made the statement through a Twitter post implying the value of the company could be distorted. In the post, he said the 20% fake spam accounts, while 4 times what Twitter claims, could be much higher. My offer was based on Twitter's SEC filings being accurate, he continued. Yesterday's Twitter's CEO publicly refused to show proof of less than 5% spam accounts. This deal cannot move forward until he does. Musk then exchanged words with current Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal, doubting a thread from Agrawal where he claims the company is strongly incentivized to detect and remove as much spam as we possibly can, and that less than 5% of users are bots. Musk responded with a poop emoji and later commented, interesting, under a Twitter poll showing a majority find Agrawal's tweets to be dishonest. I should have stopped while I was ahead.
You try to be so, you know, above the fray and all newsy and stuff. A poop emoji.
Well, that's what it says.
Mike, I'm going to need Carrie saying poop emoji. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. So Elon Musk, I think, is onto something. If you've got some program that can detect that the President of the United States, Joe Biden, and his account of, what is it, 22 million, as many as half of them are fake. Dude, that's a big deal. It's a really big deal. Because think about it. If you're the person that can manipulate, and again, I get that a lot of you aren't on social media. I get that a lot of you pick a social media site and you're not on Twitter. I understand that. I completely do. Don't misunderstand me. This is an important news story, whether you're on Twitter or not, because Twitter does shape the news cycle. Watch any cable news channel, and the news cycle is, in fact, being affected by what's on Twitter. Like today, Chuck Schumer goes after Tucker Carlson. That is a huge news story. And Tucker Carlson then, you know, invites him to come on to debate the topic. And Chuck Schumer goes on Twitter again, and then Schumer is called a coward by half the people, and the other half the people say that Tucker Carlson's no good. And whether you like it or not, even though that doesn't affect your life directly, and, you know, what are you going to do to put food on the table tonight, or what are you going to do to put gas in the car, it does affect what you're going to watch on the news. Almost every news outlet will now follow that story because it's on Twitter. And because the real people that are verified on Twitter are the ones that are saying it. So, if you're Joe Biden and you're that account, and you're not, listen, Joe Biden had a tweet. Trust me, he's not the one tweeting. He's not the one writing these tweets. He's not the one reacting in these tweets. None of that is Joe Biden. Okay, but whoever's running that account now knows they've got 11 million people following them. Could be left, could be right, might argue with him, might accept what he says. And then you've got 11 million more that are going to be complicit, that are going to agree with everything you say, and they're going to flood Twitter, 11 million bots, robots, bot is short for robot. They're going to flood Twitter now with your ideology, your take on things, and it's going to start trending. And then people who casually stop by will say, oh, look at this, that's trending. Oh, Joe Biden went to Buffalo. Let me see what he said. Click on it. Man, so many people like this. 200,000 people like it. Maybe I should like this as well. And that pushes it even more. This is the game that's being played. So if you've got fake accounts, what was the show I used to watch? Homeland. On Homeland. Carrie, did you ever watch Homeland?
I did not.
Really good show. Really good show. But they showed like a bot farm in Russia where they had people would go to work every day, and it could be thousands of people working for this company. They all sit in front of a computer and decide what's going to trend today on Twitter. What are we going to push today as the narrative on fill-in-the-blank story? So like the narrative that's being talked about today is this replacement theory that Tucker Carlson said on his show some months ago. Somehow he made the guy go and do what he did in Buffalo this past weekend. And then now you've got Rittenhouse has been trending for 2 days now. Kyle Rittenhouse defended himself successfully, killed people who were, by the way, not black. Not that that really should matter. He killed them as they were trying to kill him or hurt him. And he was exonerated. He's going to be a very, very rich young man because of all the defamation, all the libel that was out there and slander that was out there against him. People are making, and I believe these are bots that are doing it, are making Kyle Rittenhouse's name trend on Twitter to make it look like Rittenhouse is the same as the guy last Saturday in Buffalo, which of course he isn't. So if you've got 11 million bots, you press a button or you have a bot farm that will all do exactly what you want to collect a paycheck, or somebody will have made an algorithm or a software program that will allow for 11 million bots or accounts to retweet what you did, that's going to give you a top trend, which will now push that trend and that narrative on the media that acts like Twitter is real news. Carrie, is all that understandable, Carrie, even if you're not on Twitter?
Yes, understood it. Yep.
So there should be, this is very simple, there should be a rule on social media accounts. The FCC could put this in place. The FCC, somebody, the Congress can pass a law. You can't have 11 million fake accounts on a website pretending to be a site for actual users. And then that would get rid of all of this, and the narrative won't be controlled by one side or the other. I don't want the right to control the narrative either. Don't get me wrong. I want it to really be a town square where you can go on there and publicly say what you want and then really hash it out, which is what Elon Musk appears to want to do as well. So the stories don't really jibe because you've got Elon Musk saying it's way more than 5%. Parag Agrawal, who's the CEO of Twitter, saying it's 5%. That's the most it could be. And now a Newsmax story with technology used to show that at least half of Biden's followers are fake. All right, your thoughts on this? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. And I'm willing to have you call me and tell me you don't care about Twitter, but I wonder if you understand that the nightly news that you watch, whether it's your local news, it's your nighttime news, you know, nationally, it could be some 24-hour news cycle. I want to make sure that you understand that social media, whether you're involved or not, is in fact affecting what it is that you see, what you hear, and what you consume that you think is news. And then also consider there are millions of people allegedly following, but they're not. Millions of bot users that are fake accounts or accounts that are paid for that are being used to make you think something is big news, even if it's not, or make something that is big news not big news. That's the game that's being played. I just want to know if you're aware. 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
The This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Go there. You can see all the links to the social media sites. Pick the one that you like. You don't have to join all of them. I'm on all of them, obviously. But you don't have to join all of them. Just go and pick the one that you like the best and go follow there. On all of the sites except for TikTok, I'm verified. I have no idea how to get verified on TikTok. I do short videos there. Carrie, kind of funny. I posted a video about DeSantis about half an hour ago. Mm-hmm. A little more than that. In a half an hour, exactly zero views. Not one. Ouch. I've got 106,000 followers on TikTok now. Zero views on my DeSantis video. I mean, nothing. And then I did one on just TikTok and Twitter and social media that I did very, very quickly. I think it was about Joe Biden having half of his followers be fake. And that one's already done almost 8,000 in just a few minutes. So, I mean, there's literally some doofus.
Yeah.
Right. They're going, he put hashtag DeSantis.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to see this one, which is kind of crazy. But that's what they do. So, again, let me ask you, because you're a news person for a living. You don't love Twitter. You don't love social media. Mm-mm. You do more Facebooking, I would think, than anything else.
Yep.
But you do understand what I'm saying, right? That Twitter does, in fact, set the narrative in when it comes to news coverage in this country?
Oh, absolutely it does. Yes. Yeah.
Do you ever, as part of your job, stop by Twitter just to see what's trending, just to see how it compares to what it is that you're covering?
You know what? I don't. But I can tell you, I was talking to my son's, one of his classes, and I was really shocked by, I mean, we're talking about 17, 18-year-old kids, and the majority said, because I asked where they got their news from, and it's from Instagram, and it's from Twitter.
Isn't that something?
That's where they go to. I guess I'm old school, but I would not think to go there first.
Well, but you understand that it's not reliable. It used to be Snapchat.
But I don't know if they do. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly. You and I are of the generation that we knew that you should be skeptical when you hear the news, that you should find trusted resources and then check it again. We used to do the news out of the newspaper. I mean, we didn't have the internet to do it. You'd highlight it with a yellow highlighter.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got people that go to Instagram, and if it's in print somehow on your computer or your device screen, you believe it.
It's true. Yeah, they believe it is true. That is news to them.
It's an issue.
Which is scary.
You know?
Yeah.
It is. So I go there to see what people are talking about. Then, of course, I check it. I mark it. I make a decision about how I feel about it. Like yesterday, I did that monologue on Buffalo, and I went on TikTok afterwards, and I did a video. And by the way, those of you who give me a hard time about TikTok, just don't go there. I understand the CCP is collecting data. I understand that it's not the safest thing going, but it's a one-stop place for me to do these videos that I then put on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Rumble and Truth Social, everything else, and Getter. So it makes sense for me, but I went in with eyes wide open. I know that they're collecting data. I get that. I don't mind if they collect my data on that website. If they go beyond that, then we've got an issue. But having said that, I did a video on nobody is born a racist. Nobody is born hating. Nobody is born to despise somebody because of what they look like. And like they showed it to nobody. 2,000 people got to see that one. It's like you almost have to go on there and either wear like a G-string, which I'm thinking about doing.
Please don't.
I'm thinking about maybe doing that.
No.
Or you have to go on there and twerk and simulate like you're having relations.
Don't do that either.
Or like you have to fall and almost die off of like a ledge. And then you'll get 18 million views. Otherwise, if you dare go there and just, talk about what it is that you would like to get out there, they're going to squelch it. And I hate that they have that kind of control. I think they should be open. They allow everybody with every voice. And if people like it, they'll come back. If they don't, they won't. That's sort of letting the market decide on all these social media sites. All right, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
We'll be right back. Hi, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. The Joe Pag Show for your Tuesday. Thanks a lot for being here. Talking a little bit about social media. I'm not obsessing about social media today, but there's really good news. And Carrie, I don't think you're going to do anything with this, but CJ just let me know that the Truth Social beta on the web looks like it's over. Looks like everybody can go there now.
Oh, well, all right.
And sign up for Truth Social. So go to truthsocial.com. And if you don't have an account, sign up for an account right now. Again, I know that on Android, at Google Play Store, you can't get Truth Social. But if you go directly to truthsocial.com, you'll see where you can either log in if you've got an account already. And I do, so I'm logged in. Or you can create an account. Carrie, would you do me a favor on your computer? Would you check that right now and see if you see if that works?
Sure.
Because earlier today, even, I had to put in beta, .truthsocial.com. But it looks like everybody can get in there now, which is awesome. People have been
looks
waiting
like,
for it,
yeah.
Angry about it. Can you?
Yeah, looks like.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, so those of you watching and listening, stop emailing me, giving me a hard time that I'm in the beta, telling me that I have to tell Donald Trump to let you in. Stop. Go there right now, truthsocial.com on the web. So again, if you're on Android, you can go on your Chrome browser on your phone and go sign up right now, and you'll be on Truth Social. So again, truthsocial.com. They're not paying me. They're not endorsing the show. I just like that there's another outlet. I like the user interface on it. The web UI is very nice. So go there, truthsocial.com, either on your device. Go to an actual browser. You can't do it from the app because there isn't an app yet on Google, at the Google Play Store. Or go on your desktop, your Mac, or your PC and log on that way. Let me, in the meantime, tell you about Newsmax TV. You might have heard the big news. If you haven't, I'm going to tell you. Newsmax just beat CNN in primetime ratings for the first time ever. Just over a week ago, Nielsen says more people tuned into Newsmax than CNN. So people really are watching Newsmax. They're watching it all the time. I watch it all the time. I'll be on there tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 Eastern. It's a news source I trust. You can, too. They've got great hosts like Rob Finnerty in the morning, John Bachman, and Bianca De La Garza at 12 p.m. Eastern. Then I watch Eric Bolling and many, many more. You should, too. On weekends, Newsmax has Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Dick Morris, and Rob Carson. Newsmax is the fastest-growing cable news channel in America, the fourth-highest-rated network, and closing in on CNN fast. Find Newsmax on major cable systems. If your cable company does not offer you Newsmax, call them and demand it, or tell them you're going to switch to a service that does. Download the Newsmax app. I downloaded that a long time ago. It's great. I use that when I travel. I was just in Florida last week, as you guys know. I use the Newsmax app as I was flying around. You're going to love it. I trust Newsmax. You should, too. Go and check out Newsmax today. Let me go to the phone lines. Let me say hello and welcome to line one. Is Joe in Nebraska. Joe, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Living the dream. What's happening?
So have you actually gone on any website like Facebook and actually looked at Joe Biden's comments on any of his posts?
I see some of Joe Biden's comments because Cheryl Atkinson retweets him, but I don't follow Joe Biden. Go ahead.
Okay, so I follow Joe Biden just to see how terrible all the bots are and all the stuff that they do. But every single time he posts anything, it says stuff like, thank you, President Biden. You address everything that comes up dealing with this country, blah, blah, blah.
That's or, true. That's
thank
true.
Thank you. You are the best president ever.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Stuff like that.
Obviously bots, right? It's obvious.
Annoying. Yeah, oh, you can totally tell. They're all from Mumbai or some other country or somewhere I've never heard of, and they only have one profile picture, and that's it.
Exactly right. No, listen, he's right. Carrie, if you go to Twitter and go follow Joe Biden's posts, mm-hmm. and I don't, but I mean, people that I follow do retweet them. I mean, the comments, just look at the first few comments are about how, like, they would have his children. That's how great he is.
Oh,
it's just stupid. Okay. Yeah, no, it's kind of ridiculous. Andy, Texas, talk to me. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe. Love the show.
Thank you.
Wait, so it seems like Twitter is basically to the social media world and digital world that the AP used to be for Newswire, right? So if it's all phony, I mean, we should be concerned. I mean, it lacks integrity. There's no honesty associated with the bilge they're filling us with every single day. It makes me sick to my stomach to consider the fact that these people have that much control over what is being viewed on social media.
Well, no, they have that much control on what's being alleged to be the important stories in the nation, not just on social. I appreciate you, Andy, but I'm going to disagree with you. The AP back in the day was actually a good wire. It would be an AP alert, be AP breaking news, and it would just be news. It would be straight news. It would be real journalism. There wasn't, in my opinion, a bias to the AP. Today, social media is biased. There was just another Project Veritas video yesterday, James O'Keefe's company, that keeps on exposing these people, where they were talking to somebody who's an engineer at Twitter who said, absolutely we censor the right. Absolutely we push the left. Absolutely that's real. I mean, it's all on video. Carrie, let me ask you this. Wouldn't you be a little skeptical if you worked at Twitter or Facebook or Google or any of these companies that you know that you're having drinks with somebody who's new in town, mm-hmm. who's new at the company? Maybe you don't say anything to this person. Why do they keep on catching them?
I'm glad they do. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that footage. But
mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense. It is so weird to me.
Yeah,
they keep on going and having drinks with these people. And the person will be like, well, I mean, are you guys biased? Absolutely. Let me get another drink. Absolutely. Yeah. Can I get some fries?
The more drinks, without a doubt. The truth comes
right.
out.
Right. Is that what's going on? Are they just plying them with alcohol?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, I saw that.
I mean, it seems to work every time. All right. Mm-hmm. So Musk has admitted the guy, and by the way, he says he's still committed to acquiring Twitter, but he's going to make sure that the bot number is real. I wonder how he's going to do that, but he's a really, really smart dude. So I'm guessing he's got, you know, those who are technology, you know, geeks on his staff that will be able to sift through and see what's real and see what's fake. So he says he's still committed to acquiring Twitter. And then he also put a tweet out probably a week and a half ago where he showed where he was politically. And there was a line down the middle, and he was standing firmly on the left politically. And then something happened, and he's closer to the right, but he's still right to the left of the middle. And now, because of what social media has done, because of what the big tech has done, because of what big media, you know, the mainstream media has done, for lack of a better term, because of the Democrat Party and the radicals have done, he's now on the right. And you've got a story about how he's going to vote, don't you?
I do. From Fox Business, Elon Musk says he will be crossing the aisle to vote for Republicans in the upcoming elections. Musk announced Monday he'll be voting for GOP candidates in the next election cycle after historically backing almost exclusively Democrats. He made the statement on an episode of the All In podcast at a Miami tech conference, as first noted by Business Insider. I have voted overwhelmingly for Democrats historically, overwhelmingly. Like, I'm not sure I might never have voted for a Republican, just to be clear, Musk said on the show. Now this election, I will. And the audience reacted to the CEO's statement vocally with laughter and applause. Now, the issue here is that the Democrat Party is overly controlled by the unions and by the trial lawyers, particularly the class action lawyers, Musk explained on the show. And generally, if you see something that is not in the interest of the people on the Democrat side, it's going to come because of unions, which is just another form of monopoly and the trial lawyers. And during the show, the CEO stressed he does not consider himself right wing and sees himself as a moderate. And to be fair, on the Republican side, if you ask why is something not ideal happening, it's because of corporate evil and religious zealotry, he added. According to his own comments, Musk has rarely, if ever, voted for the GOP, though he has often backed unconventional candidates. In 2019, Musk announced his support for outsider Andrew Yang in the Democratic presidential primary.
I mean, it's all very interesting. I mean, he is quintessential somebody who is moderate left. He's a quintessential moderate left guy who probably, I'm guessing, socially would be more left, more Democrat, more liberal. And obviously, business-wise and fiscally, he's going to be more to the right. But they've gone so whack job on the left that it's hard for a guy like that not to say, hey, I'm looking at maybe voting for somebody in the right for the first time ever. But let me ask you this, because, you know, you're a chick and all. Do you care about this Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing?
You know, I've seen a little bit of it. I am not one of those that gets sucked in watching it hours and hours a day, because I do know some people who've done that.
So it's not me. Look at me. I'm not
really
doing it.
Yeah. Not really. No. I mean.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because as much as I want to put some credence to what Elon Musk says, and he's so successful. So obviously, you know, being that big a success, he's a smart dude. But I mean, do we have to question his judgment that he dated this chick?
Oh, that's right. He did.
You know what I mean?
It did come out. Yeah. I read in that trial yesterday. I don't know.
Because allegedly she was supposed to take her settlement money and give it to charity. Paul, yes. you're the entertainment guru here. Was that what she was supposed to do? She was going to give the $7 million to charity, never did. She gave them like $500,000, and it turns out she didn't even do that. Elon Musk did. You want to think about this, Paul?
Yeah, I think she's the one who said she was going to do that, so it wasn't like she was told to do it.
But she never
did. But she said, with the settlement money, I'm going to give it. And then I think they called out her honesty because she never did. And then she said, well, I gave him $500,000, but something to the effect of, well, I mean, that was from Elon Musk.
Yeah, I remember reading that too.
For me, I don't know. I'm going to question the guy's judgment. Is she a great looking lady? Yes. I mean, is it starting to appear that she's got some real problems? Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at the woman he got with, that's his baby mama. She's out there too. So
I have no idea. I don't know who she is. Is she somebody famous as well?
And their baby's name.
The baby's name is just a bunch of numbers and letters, right?
Yeah.
Right. But her name is Grimes.
That can't be her whole name. I mean, I'm thinking there's more names there, but we just don't know them.
I mean,
is she a singer, a dancer? What does she do? Why does she have one name?
I don't know.
What is that? Carrie, do you know? She is a singer, dancer? Is she like Madonna? I mean, why is she just Grimes?
I want to say she is a musician. I have to look it up here.
Now, Jenny's watching this all day, every day. I think that Gabby may
She's
be.
She's a singer. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. We do the meeting once a week. We have like the bookers and producers and everybody. We all get together on like Monday. And it's like me and there's Monica, there's Sam, there's CJ. And they're all saying, this is the biggest thing. You got to talk about it. Do I need to talk about this case?
I would say no. I don't know if our audience would be really interested in that. Or spending time on it. I really don't. But I could be wrong.
Paul, are you watching this thing?
No. I mean, I think I may have been a little more interested when Johnny Depp was talking. But right now, I mean, I think it's gone on too long.
It's entertaining, unfortunately.
Sam, make the case.
Listen, I have been watching this every single day for hours on end because I'm stuck on my computer anyway doing radio work and also doing some photography work as well. But it's so good. I just can't believe what a different world these celebrities are in. And it kind of reminds me that they're just living this fantasy life and we're not worthy of that kind of life. I mean, it's so much fun to watch. You really need to watch it.
So you're watching every second, aren't you?
Oh yeah. And recaps. And a lot of people are really passionate about this because there's two sides to every story, but they're both a little bit crazy, it almost seems like. So it's almost like, you know, they got together and created this crazy world and whirlwind of love and hate and craziness. And, you know, I think that maybe if nothing was said about it or nothing was leaked in terms of like pictures or op-eds, then we wouldn't know anything about this because it really seems like a lot of these Hollywood people are extremely private and we probably don't know a whole lot of what happens.
And by extremely private, you mean nuts?
Yes, that too.
Okay. All right. So let me throw this out there to those who are listening, those who are watching. Should we be covering? Like, listen, when the OJ trial happened, I was a television news anchor back in Michigan, and the top story every night was not a local story. The top story every single night was what happened in the trial today. Whether it's Judge Ito or Marsha Clark, or you got just OJ, it's the Brown family, you got the Goldmans. So, I mean, that whole thing, everybody was watching that. But that was like 1990, what, 4 or 5? So you're looking at a very different America now. A very different America. Because now you've got all the resources you want to have to go watch anything you want to watch anytime you want to watch it. So it's not like if I don't do every single news of the day story that's of interest to people, it's okay. You can still go somewhere else and find it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Did you watch that trial every day?
Yes, covered it every single day.
But if you didn't cover it, would you have watched it?
You know what? I probably would have.
That was everything everybody was talking about.
Riveting television. This, to me, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard, I mean, it's interesting, it's entertaining, I get it, Johnny Depp, and he's up there and he's making people laugh. It just seems different to me.
Do you believe that she just said, that's it, I've had it, I'm going to poop into bed?
I don't know, because she's claiming that it was the dog who did it.
Oh, come on. Come because on, you have a dog, right?
Dog has
you can tell the
bowel
difference.
Problems since he ate some of his weed or something.
There you go.
This is what this is. This is what you're watching.
That's what I'm saying. All right, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Should we be monitoring this and giving you updates every day? You could also email me by stopping by joepags.com, joepags.com. Scroll down to the bottom, click on contact. That'll send an email right to me during the show. And while you're at the website, click on watch now. And I think the link is correct now. It'll go right to Rumble. You can watch us do this video, this show through live video as well. You see all of us. Joe Pags Show, coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We'll get into what Chuck Schumer said to Fox News. Carrie, you've got that for the top of next hour?
I do.
Okay, we'll do that, and then what Tucker Carlson's response was, and Chuck Schumer's response to Tucker Carlson, the whole thing is very childish by Chuck Schumer, and what he's saying is only for political gain. What he's saying, he knows that Tucker Carlson had nothing to do with what happened Saturday. Neither did anybody who's a conservative pundit. That's just dumb. What happened Saturday was done by a devil on earth, an evildoer, and everybody in America should unite against things like that. But instead, people like Schumer and people like Biden are trying to divide. Let me tell you about Super Beats. Make sure you get yourself some Super Beats heart chews. If you're running out of energy way too early in the day, you can't get through your tasks, you're not really sure what's going on, it's probably your age. Don't tell anybody. But as we get older, don't have that kind of energy that we used to have. So you've got to make sure that your blood flow, your circulation, your blood pressure is where it needs to be. And you can support all of that with Super Beats Heart Chews. Super Beats Heart Chews, non-GMO beets, grapeseed extract. They combined them together and they taste delicious. Add two of these to your morning routine and you're going to feel the difference. You don't have to worry about a caffeine crash. You don't have to worry about the whole idea that you're going to take some sugary drink. It's going to make you have energy for 2 minutes. Then you're going to crash on that as well. Don't have to worry about those energy drinks. Get two Super Beats Heart Chews in the morning and start to produce that nitric oxide the way you used to. And it's going to get that healthy start to the day. It's going to support a great blood pressure. Go right now. Get up to 45% off plus free shipping at joelovesbeats.com. It's their best offer available anywhere. That's joelovesbeats.com. Up to 45% off at joelovesbeats.com. Make that happen and make it happen right now. Let me go to Kay, who is in Kansas City. Kay, what's going on?
Hey, Kay. Oh, hey, Joe. I'm calling to let you know. Okay, so the whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing, when she's talking about doing, she didn't do the boo-boo in the bed, it was the dog.
Yes.
I've got a 4.5-pound Yorkie. Okay. I guarantee you, when she goes and does a boo-boo, it's the size of a Tootsie Roll midgie, like the cheap people give out at Halloween.
Come on.
It's small. It's not like you can photograph it and it's going to blow up on the bed. She's lying.
Well, and again, I mean, I don't know that I could ever mistake dog from people excrement. I don't know. But it sounds like it's a little tiny dog, and it would be kind of ridiculous if the dog did it. Keep it here. Coming back with more of the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show.